Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Laguna's only FM on KXFM Radio. I'm Tommy Benson, and we have taken over the airwaves. Before we even start this 12 o'clock hour, we already have a caller. Caller, you are live on air. Who is this?
Hi, Tommy. This is Vicki Brees, otherwise known as Mary Brees, in Speedway, Indiana.
Oh, hey, everybody. It's my mother-in-law calling live from Speedway, Indiana. You know you're doing something right when mom number two helps donate to KX Takeover. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. The sun is shining here. I have hung a couple of Christmas wreaths, and I watched the time, and I knew I needed to call you at 3 o'clock my time.
Well, you're already starting the Christmas decorations, which is happening. It must be in the genetics. It's happening at my house as well. You guys are true holiday Christmas elves, making the time right for everybody.
Well, we're just trying to forget about 2020 and its problems. So we're just looking ahead for a good Christmas.
I love it. And you made a wonderful, generous donation to help keep local radio on the air. And to help keep your son-in-law out of trouble doing something productive. So much.
Well, it'll also help my daughter to be happy and my grandson to be happy. If you're happy, they're happy.
Well, it also helps make Laguna Beach happy and the rest of the listeners out there in the world for KXFM. And mom number two, thank you so much for your generous donation and happy holidays.
Well, same to you and... Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Take care.
All right, we've got another caller. Before we even start, we've got another caller. Who are we speaking to?
Tommy, it's Jeff Dunleavy.
Jeff Dunleavy.
How are you, my friend?
Jeff, it's wonderful to hear your voice here on KXFM. And man, I miss you, buddy. It's been a few days since I've seen you and got to jam some music with you. And it's great to hear your voice. How are you today?
I feel the same way. That was an awesome, awesome gig at 777. We had a great time.
Yeah,
and
now
I'm
what,
doing great.
What Jeff's talking about is we got together and played some jazz music at 777, a pop-up restaurant in the canyon, Laguna Canyon 777. They've got a celebrity chef there, Chef Craig Strong. He's cooking up the five-course meal. You go, you pay your money for that, and you sit down and have a wonderful dinner, and you get to listen to some great live music. About the only place you can hear live music. And they do it just right. Socially distanced, only a few reservations a night, huge area that's outside under the stars. It's a wonderful thing.
Just beautiful. Really, really beautiful time. And the food was fantastic. We had some great meals.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Jeff, thanks for calling in. I'm going to go ahead and get the show rolling here because we have a special takeover guest. And so keep tuning in, and thank you so much for your support at KXFM.
And my pleasure. I'm in for whatever you need.
All right. Well, we'll take the full $100,000 from you, Jeff, and I'll send you a receipt. Would you like that $100,000 receipt via text or email?
Do you want me to pay you with a credit card, or should I just write a handwritten note?
Yeah, just leave the bag of money outside the radio station, and we'll pick it up. It'll be safe.
No, I'm in for 50, Tommy. I'd love to support you guys.
Hey, all right, woo! Jeff Dunleavy, and the real estate company that you work for is.
I work with Compass Realty, right in the heart of town, by south of Nix, and. Serve the Southern California area, mostly coastal properties from, you know, Newport, Laguna Beach, Dana Point, buyers and sellers. I can help anybody.
That's Jeff Dunleavy, Compass Real Estate. Thank you for support of local Laguna radio. Compass Real Estate, right downtown Laguna Beach. Jeff Dunleavy, thank you so much. We appreciate your support.
Thanks. Thanks to you guys for providing such a great service to the community. You all take care.
All right. Man, Jeff's a cool cat. All right, now I'm going to introduce my special guest. And we're playing a special song here. But there's only one problem with this song. My special guest that I have this morning is Mr. Kurt Dodd. He's what you would call a Canadian Lagunan. That's a Laguna cat that is from Canada. And Kurt, welcome to KX Takeover.
Thank you, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
Now listen, this song is called My Way, but really what's happening is we're doing it your way because you are taking over the airwaves. You're going to let us know all about music that you've chosen, and it's your way, and you're going to be doing it your way. Now, let me tell you something. Kurt Dodd came in here, and he said, hey, man, you're going to play My Way, but you're going to play it by Sid Vicious from the Sex Pistols. That was his first song that he picked for KX Takeover. I was like, all right, man, I dig the spirit. But the one thing that you didn't know, Kurt, and the reason why we couldn't do My Way by Sid Vicious is because it would have been KX's downfall. Besides all the F-bombs that Sid drops in that song that are the big FCC violation, but the second verse of that has that most vile word that sometimes those British people say a lot, that is the word that you just do not say ever at all. And you told me about the F-bombs. You said, hey, cut it out before the F-bombs come. And I was like, all right, that's cool. But then when I looked up the lyrics and I saw the very second line, right after he starts, he drops that one word that just is should not be in anybody's vocabulary at all. So, hey, Kurt, my apologies for not playing your first song for KX Takeover, but I didn't want the $10,000 FCC fine.
Well, as you know, Tommy, we wanted to kind of riff off of our last radio show with the Guitar Gods on your own show. And these are the songs that basically we didn't get to last time. And so I wanted to start off with that one is because it's probably Canada's most famous song in some ways, written by Paul Anka, you know, sung by Elvis and Sinatra and used at the end of Goodfellas and all the rest. Wanted to use that as a lead into all the rest of them. But we'll understandably skip that one. We'll jump into the first one, if that's all right, from Etobicoke, which to everybody else out there is Toronto. This was a song I heard in the 90s. It was just Love at First Listen, little two-minute ditty, and we'll start off with that.
Oh, right. And who's the name of this band for this tune?
This is the Rheostatics.
The Rheostatics. Hey, that's interesting, by the way, that you think of My Way as a Canadian tune because it was written by Paul Anka, right?
Paul Anka from Ottawa.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, we're going to do it your way, Kurt Dodd. So glad you're here on KX Takeover. And this is probably the first time that we've played this band, the Rheostatics. This is Record Body Count. Well, we had another caller call in online. Thank you so much for your donation to KXFM Takeover. You know what? We need to ask Tyler how many more donations we need to win that Silver Tongue Award because Who knows? We might be inching our way up to the Silver Tongue Award. We might only need about 10 or 12 more $1,000. If we can get that in the next 2 minutes, we'll be sitting pretty. All right, I turned down the Rio Statics on that one. You say that wasn't quite the version that you were going for.
No, I encourage everybody else to look up the original version on YouTube when you have a moment. So, hey, this is live radio. This is part of the fun of it. But anyways, great band. And up next, we've got something from the Northern Pikes. This one's for Erin. She wouldn't let me cut this one from the list, one of her favorite songs. And as I said, Tommy, as we were setting up for this, I took a look at YouTube, and in particular some of the comments, to see how these songs have been received by the newer generation. And one of my favorite comments here was, this is a great cautionary tale about wearing beer goggles.
The beer goggle tale. Here we go. You're listening to KX Takeover. She Ain't Pretty. The Northern Pikes.
She just looks that way. We made a date to go for a drink. I wore my jeans and she wore a mink. There was this misconception all over town. She just looks that way. She just looks that way. Her ego road checks incredibly fast, but her personality didn't have the cash. I laughed out loud through my total dismay. She ain't pretty, she just looks that way. She ain't pretty, she just looks that way. Looks that way.
KX Takeover and music from Canada. We have Canadian Kurt Dodd, Lagunan Kurt Dodd, right here. Kurt, and you picked that one for your wife, Erin.
Yeah, that's the Northern Pikes from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, which the Tragically Hip called the Paris of the Prairies. Just a cute, upbeat little song. And our next song also comes from the Prairies. This is a band called the Crash Test Dummies, which you said you'd heard of, Tommy.
Yeah.
It's a fun little whimsical song. It's about the death of Superman. And it's got quite a cute video with these aging superheroes showing up for his funeral. But what was interesting when I read the YouTube comments was just how many people had mentioned using this song now at weddings and funerals and just for comfort generally, with one of the users saying, never has the fictional passing of a fictional hero evoked such real emotions.
Wow, that is amazing. Superman's song. You know, before I hit play on this button, I want to tell you that I was expecting some Tragically Hip to cross your list. And boy, what a few years that they've had with the passing of their main guy there.
Gord Downie.
Yeah, that was something. On a lighter note, I've got to thank some people in Laguna right now because the support that they've given the station, and in particular to me and my show, it has touched me so deeply. It is superhero status for sure. Thanks go to Cully Brown and Marna Bright. Marna and Brad Bright, you know, Pacific Blue Yoga. It's a cool yoga studio right here underneath the KXFM station. Infrared sauna. So you're doing the hot yoga, but it's infrared, and it's a whole thing right there. And that kind of stuff can change your life. And Marna and Brad, you guys have changed mine for the better by your generous donation to KXFM during this KX takeover. We also would like to thank Kimberly O'Brien Young. And Kurt, wouldn't you think and say that Kimberly and her family is probably one of the most talented families here in Laguna Beach?
I got to agree with you there. Absolutely.
From the dad and his artwork, you know, who knew that Ben was an amazing artist, and these paintings that he's churning out are absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it just took COVID.
Yeah, it just took COVID to get him back painting. Yeah, see the plus sides to everything. And Jake, their son Jake, what an amazing musician Jake is.
What a singer, with the energy he brings, even to practice, as you know.
Yeah, if you don't follow Jake Damashek on Instagram, you need to. Because the content that he puts out there is amazing. And, you know, right now this is kind of one of his platforms so you can hear him and see his music since everything is kind of closed down. So what a talented and generous, wonderful family. Kimberly O'Brien Young, thank you so much. A few more names here. Jeff Olson, if you guys know the amazing Olsons in Laguna. Now, they have had their ups and downs, and I'll tell you what, they help this community go round and round. They've donated to so many wonderful things, and the Olsons, so proud to know them, and thank you for your generous donation to KXFM, Jeff Olson. Couple more before we get to the Superman song, Kurt. You know, I had a beautiful girl whose locker was next to me in high school. My last name was Benson, and, you know, she was right around my locker bay. Joanna, and man, I'll tell you what, she has moved to Florida, and she made a donation, a generous donation to KXFM to take over. Joanna, thank you. You are beautiful, and I'm so excited that it made my day. Some of these donations you get are so touching because, you know, it's friends that you've known. One family, the Machen family, we got in a car accident. When we first moved to Laguna, we got hit on the 55 freeway, and it was horrible. And when we got home from the hospital, there was a dinner waiting for us by the Machen family. I'll never forget that. Never forget Paul and his wife, Jerry. They made us a wonderful dinner. And in that spirit, they made a generous donation to KXFM. Paul Machen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
And Luke.
And Luke, yeah, his wonderful, wonderful son, Luke. John Kelly Edwards, you know, we share the love of guitars. We share the love of good music. And man, he made a donation. John Kelly, thank you so much. I love talking to you. I love seeing you at NAMM. I love being able to talk about guitars and cool music and stuff. And another guitar player that lives down the road, who Kurt, you saw play at the Swallows Inn, with the band A Small World that I played with, Vito Francone. He made a generous donation to KX Takeover. Vito, thank you so much. It means so much to me and to the community and to KX. And then, of course, Stu Jones made a nice big contribution, man. Stu is always on point, so thank you, Stu. All right, all those people are the supermen in my life. Kurt, are you ready to hit the button for Superman's song? All right, this is Crash Test Dummies.
Tarzan wasn't a ladies' man. He'd just come along and scoop him up under his arm like that. Quick as a cat in the jungle. But Clark Kent, no, there was a real gent. he would not be caught sitting around in no jungle scheme, dumb as an ape doing nothing. Superman never made any money, saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Hey Bob, Soup had a straight job, even though he could have smashed through any bank in the United States. He had the strength, but he would not. Folks said his family were all dead. The planet crumbled, but Superman, he forced himself to carry on. Forget Krypton and keep going. Superman never made any money, saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Tarzan was king of the jungle and lord over all the apes, but he could hardly string together four words, I, Tarzan, you, Jane. Sometimes when Soup was stopping crimes, I'll bet that he was tempted to just quit and turn his back on man. Join Tarzan in the forest. But he stayed in the city, kept on changing clothes and dirty old phone booths till his work was through. He had nothing to do but go home, home. Superman never made any money, saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him.
Wow, wow, those words.
Glad you enjoyed it. I wanted to share that one with you and share that with the people of Laguna just generally. It's just such a beautiful song. And on a lighter note, one of the YouTube comments said that's also the most anti-Tarzan song they've ever heard.
Anti-Tarzan song right there.
Yeah, so this is KXFM and the KX Takeover, where I, Kurt Dodd, take over the radio station to raise money for KXFM and inundate you with some of my favorite songs from my formative years, the 90s and the early 2000s. If you're interested in donating, go to kxfmradio.org. Click the banner on the top of the page that says KX Takeover.
Awesome. And, you know, it was a peaceful takeover that Kurt Dodd did. He did not bring in an AR-15 or anything. He did have on a mask. But it was a peaceful takeover that he came in. And some great music. One thing I'll tell you about listening to these songs that, Kurt, that you're bringing from your childhood and formative years in Canada, is you can, there's something about Canadian songs that's also a little bit like John Cougar Mellencamp, you know. There's a writing style that kind of talks about life on a slower moving level, a more, well, less hectic level that you hear.
It's those long winters, you know. Yeah. Time to write songs and music.
It is. It is. So next up, you've got Sam Roberts. Tell us about this song.
Sam Roberts. Oh, I agonized over this pick because I definitely wanted to play something from Sam Roberts this time, having missed him last time. Just got a very understated style of guitar, but a really great songwriter with some great bridges always in the song, sort of Beatle-esque. And this is from a now-certified double platinum Canadian album. His debut album is called We Were Born in a Flame. And this is a hard road. The opening track from the song, and just got some great lines in it. And like my personal favorite is been dying since the day I was born.
Oh. Kurt Dodd on KX Takeover.
How you
Hard Road, Sam Roberts, some great Canadian music here on KX Takeover. Kurt Dodd in the house, taking over the airwaves. And I'd like to thank Stu Jones, Chris, and Angela Silva, Vito Franconi, John Kelly Edwards, Paul Machen, Joanna Hayes, Corey, Jeff Olson, Kimberly O'Brien Young, Marna Bright, Pacific Blue Yoga, Kelly Brown. I'm sure I've missed lots of other people, man. I'll tell you, it takes a village. You got to be a trooper. And speaking of trooper, tell you what, man, I got to see Iron Maiden with Stu Jones, and that was super cool. Stu Jones and the boys here in Laguna have a nice poker night, and they were on the air on Friday and raised a lot of money for the KXFM station. And yet he still helped support my hour in our KX Takeover, Kurt. So big shout out to Stu.
Thank you, Stu.
He does. Yeah, he does say if you're doing all Canadian, we need to hear some Gordon Lightfoot. So
he wasn't as productive in the 90s as some of these other guys were.
Yeah. Hey, another huge shout out and happy birthday to Rockin' the OC's Chris Silva. Chris Silva was super, super busy with his website, Rockin' the OC, because he not only would take photographs and have great photography of all live music in the OC, but today's his birthday. Hey, so happy birthday to him. He's not too busy now that COVID's around. All right, we've got a caller. Let's see. And caller, you're live on the air. Who is this?
Tommy, it's Steve Reed calling in just with a big thumbs up on the show you and Kurt are doing.
All right, Steve Reed.
Hey, you know, I know Kurt as an accomplished attorney, a vocalist, a keyboardist, a husband, a father, and now a DJ? Come on.
Yeah. And you should have seen his notes on all the music. I mean, he did his due diligence on this.
I am not surprised. The devil's in the detail, and he's all over it. It sounds great, guys. It's a great show, and really appreciate all the work you're doing here to raise money for the station. It's a great show.
Thank you, Steve. We really enjoy listening to your show on the weekends as well.
Yeah,
appreciate that, too. But, you guys, I'm learning so much about Canadian rock and roll. I'm soaking it up like a sponge. Who knew?
Yeah, wasn't that Superman song something?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve.
Well, keep up the good work, guys.
Tell our listeners what time your show is on. Steve's got a great show here on KXFM.
Well, on Sundays at 10 a.m., we do a show called The Coast Highway Shuffle from 10 to noon every Sunday. And, appreciate anyone tuning into that. And then tonight I'll be taking Tommy's seat to try to raise some money myself. So,
awesome.
You know, I promise I won't steal any of your great ideas that you guys are doing already today.
Man. Hey, and it's tax deductible too, the donations
that's it,
are.
Right? So, 501C, so baby. 501C.
I want to tell our listeners I had an amazing time with Steve Reed. He shared the love. He played music. We had a special surprise for an old friend of mine, and Steve helped put this together, and we played some love songs, Rolling Stones, Wild Horses, Harvest Moon by Neil Young, and had this couple dance right there around us, and it was a fantastic, magical morning, Steve. I can't
thank
you enough.
Tommy was there playing keyboards, and Aaron was singing, and Cindy, I mean, it was a team effort, Tommy. You really rallied the troops.
Well, it's good to have good troops.
Our fearless leader, we are happy to be a part of it. It was a wonderful, wonderful event there. Right. And, best of luck to the newly married couple.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, that's Steve from Coast Highway Shuffle. Thank you, Steve Reed. Awesome. And we are moving on. We just got word. Now listen to this, Kurt. How cool is this? Chris Silva, rocking in the OC, he's a member of the station at a really high level. He just made a $250 donation.
Hey.
$250 donation for KX Takeover.
Thank you, Chris.
We're in the running for this Silver Tongue Award, Kurt.
All right.
Woo! All right, super cool. Super cool. All right. You've got some more music, don't
All right,
you?
This one I chose for you, Tommy. This is Canada's, my humble opinion, Canada's greatest guitar tone from a band called Big Sugar. And if you actually go and Google, you know, Big Sugar tone or Gordy Johnson's name, there's all these articles on Google with people trying to mimic this sound. This is, if you watch the video, it's great. He's got a double guitar, this double SG guitar, the 12 string and the 6 string. He's got two capos on it, playing with a slide. I mean, he's just got all the tricks.
Wow. Wow. Greatest guitar tone in Canada from Big Sugar right now. Thank you to Chris Silva. It's his birthday, and he donated that money on his birthday. Talk about a heart right there. All right, here we go. Big Sugar.
Thank you.
Wow, you weren't kidding. That is one heck of a guitar tone. Absolutely, absolutely love it. What's the name of that band?
Big Sugar.
Big Sugar. Well, that was like a big sugary gift for me right there, because that was some serious guitar tone. And we've got a caller. We have a caller right now on the line. You're on KXFM Radio. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, guys. This is Cindy Jacobs speaking.
Hello, Cindy.
Cindy Hello, Jacobs. Kurt. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hope you're enjoying
the show. You guys are playing beautiful, beautiful music. Yes, I was listening to it and thinking to myself, I had to call in because not only are you my favorite DJs, but I also think that our local music station is so wonderful that I would really like to contribute to them. So I just wanted to say thank you and say how much I was enjoying the music, and I look forward to the rest of the show. And go Canada.
Thank you, Cindy. Lots of
love. Cindy, tell our listeners where you're from originally.
Ah, I'm a South African. So, but very much now a local Laguna Beach favorite. And I just think that it's so wonderful to have not only a local radio station, but just to be exposed to the different DJs and the types of music that they've been choosing to play. It's wonderful. And I just wanted to say thanks a lot.
And I'll tell you what, because of course you are our favorite, such a beautiful singer, beautiful guitar player, beautiful soul. And when you speak, that South African accent is also something that is as delightful to the ears as all the music that we play here on KX. Right, Kurt?
Yes, absolutely.
Cindy, thank you so much. Your beautiful family. We've had such great times over these years, and what a great community that comes together at this time and raises money for this megaphone and platform we have to our community to spread love and spread the music and rock and roll, because it saves lives.
Yeah. Good. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Happy holidays to you, Cindy. Right. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. You know,
it's nice to have friends, huh?
Well, I've never seen a community like it. I really haven't. This is such a special place. Everybody that lives here knows that. And but I have goosebumps. There's cars honking outside the KXFM on Pearl Street. We've got some great music flowing. Now, I want to tell you about one of our donors, the Olson family. You know, they suffered a pretty horrible tragedy. And their son was young when this happened. And he has since become a brilliant songwriter. He's got an album out. The album is called Vanquish. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it anywhere. And he worked through these emotions through music and released this album, wrote every single word. I'm going to play a little bit of a song here from that album, but please pick up that album, help support him. He's 15 years old, local Laguna Beach High School. He's a rad skateboarder. Their family supports everything that's worthy here in Laguna Beach. This song is called Intertwined off Eric C. Olson's Vanquish album.
I love her, love her, love her, and feel the hate. I hate her, hate her, hate her, and feel the blame. I kiss her, kiss her, kiss her, and feel the shame. I leave her, leave her, leave her, and feel the pain. I need her, need her, need her to stay with me. I miss her, miss her, miss her already. Thank you. I love her, love her, love her, and feel the hate. I hate her, hate her, hate her, and feel the blame. I love her, love her, love her, oh baby. I need her, need her, need her to stay with me. Oh, love and lies comes intertwined. We need each other to stay alive. But when one loses their might and finally ends the fight, the other left behind. Now all I can do is die. I love her, love her, love her, and feel the hate. I hate her, hate her, hate her, and feel the blame. I love her, love her, love her, oh baby. I need her to stay with me.
Fifteen-year-old Eric C. Olson, local Laguna boy. Right here, song recorded, produced, right here in Laguna. Laguna Sound, which also came here and did KX Takeover, helped raise money for the station. You know, it's a perfect time for the musicians that aren't out there gigging to be writing, and even to the novice or amateur songwriter to be writing right now, because we have a COVID-safe, socially distanced recording studio that we can record your music at. But that was 15-year-old Eric C. Olson. The song's called Intertwined off of his album Vanquish Raw. And that was deep. That's songwriting that comes from deep. Hey, Kurt, you know what?
What's that?
I'll tell you, you and I and another gentleman went to go see Mark Knopfler.
You did.
And not only did he, we went to see Mark Knopfler together, but Bob Briggs donated to KXFM. He was the first donator. Thank you, Bob Briggs.
Thank you, Bob.
That is wonderful. What a talented family he has as well, too.
Amen to that.
Well, we're feeling the love for sure. And please let us know if there's anything or any song that we can play for you. But now back to Kurt's Takeover. And what do you got?
Tommy, I think we're going to have to move one up in the order here. So we'll go for the Spirit of the West song. Want to get a bit of representation for all styles of music in Canada. This is the band is actually from the West Coast, but it's really a Celtic sort of Eastern type music from the Maritime provinces. One of my favorite YouTube comments here was, this is a surefire way to find out if there's any Canadians around. Just play the first few notes of this song and we'll see who goes crazy. So this is also known as the second Canadian national anthem.
And here are the first few notes. This is Home for a Rest by the band
Spirit of the West.
Spirit of the West.
You left to excuse me, I'm not in my best. I've been gone for a month. I've been drunk since I so sick from the drink. I need home for a rest. We arrived in December and London was cold. We stayed in the bars along Charing Cross Road. We never saw nothing but brass taps and oak. Kept the shine on the bar with the sleeves of our coats. You'll have to excuse me, I'm not. Vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink. I need home for a rest. Take me home. Houston Station, the train journey north. In the bumping car, we lurch back and forth. Past old crooked dikes, through Yorkshire's green fields. We were flung into dance as the train tipped and reeled. You'll have to excuse me, I'm not.
Hey guys, this is Jane Holiday, and I want you to support independent radio and support independent artists like me. Become a member of KXFM at kxfmradio.org.
Man, Kurt, we are rounded. Oh, we've got another caller. Let's see. Caller, you are live on the radio at KXFM. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Lisa Britt.
Oh, Lisa! Hey! Hey, we went on a hike yesterday. I needed that. That definitely got my blood pumping. All right. How are you today?
Good. How are you? Decided to call in at the 11th hour.
Well, you are our last caller. We're about ready to round up this hour. Kurt Dodd is here, and we've had a great Canadian show.
Great.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you for calling into KXFM. And do you enjoy listening to KXFM?
I do, especially your radio show.
Oh, good. because, Lisa, tell us what you do with the PTA.
Okay, so I'm parliamentarian for the Laguna Beach High School PTA, and I just wanted to encourage everyone to join PTA, especially now. It's a good time for the community to come together and support the teachers, students. It's a really worthy cause.
Yeah, and Lisa is responsible for lowering the rates, so now is a good time to join. For more information, where can they go to find out and how to join?
They can go to, I think it's lbhsptA.org, or if they want to donate to any of the other sites.
Okay.
They can just go to that school site, the PTA school site, at that particular school.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for your continued support. We've only got a couple seconds here. I'm going to drop you off the line. Thank you for listening to KXFM. And Kurt, I've got so many thanks. Chris Silva, happy birthday. Kelly Brown, Marna Bright with Pacific Blue Yoga, Kimberly O'Brien Young, Jeff Olson, Joanna Hayes, Corey, Paul Machen, John Kelly Edwards, Vito Franconi, Bob Briggs, Mary Brees, Mom 2, Cindy Jacobs, Steve Reed, Stu Jones, Aaron Dodd, and most importantly, somebody that has been a better friend to me than I could have ever hoped for. Kurt Dodd, you're always there for me, and we've had so much fun playing music together, and I value our friendship so much. Thank you so much for bringing this music and taking over the airwaves with me today.
Thank you. Thank you to KX for having me and giving me the chance. Appreciate it.
All right, that wraps it up for us. There's still the rest of today and all day tomorrow to help save Laguna Local Radio. You're listening to KX FM.
What's up? How's it going? Be a real cheap on. She is so dreamy. Like she got features on Fellini. Deadpan, unimpressed. Archimedes, palimpsest. Just hanging out. All Julian Casablanca.
She is an epiphany. Overly. Just a day. Opens my days. Like she always grew. Affinity, M-A, A-F-A, in all the ways, she's a rage through.
Under the sun, there's nothing new, but she keeps it one on, straight in the shade, she's a breakthrough.
Her line is Pablo, but her color's five, so what about it? Just to review, she will a breakthrough. Nobody stops her, no one can lock her down.
She's an epiphany, overly electricity. Opens my days like she always.